Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again.
Marisol at the Wells Metz Theater is Puerto Rican playwright Jose Rivera's Obie Award-winning surreal account of a young Puerto Rican woman's post-apocalyptic odyssey in a tidily marshaled production directed by Sabrina Lloyd. Marisol, played with an overall placid but worried assurance by Don Thomas, is a lost soul. She's been passing as a white-bred, middle-class educated professional in Manhattan, but each night she returns to the Bronx. Frankly, this gets some attention. It's not a real factor in the plot. I mention it because Rivera thought it was important to include it in Marisol's spiritual biography. In the play's opening, she's headed home and she's threatened by a subway crazy. Jason Nelson is a man with a golf club. It would be easy to write this off as a random event, but it's just the beginning. Marisol's cute, leather-clad, butch guardian angel, with sadly too few appearances or development, played by Shauna Burris, announces that she's leaving the guardianship to go kill an aging god. An angry woman yells at Marisol's door. It's the wrong apartment, by the way. Her apartment's actually broken into, and she's threatened. She's assaulted by an angry man with an ice cream, played by Aaron Collins. Life is dangerous and crazy. Meanwhile, Manhattan and even the universe seem to be in tumult. The Empire State Building's in the wrong place. Streets are confused. The sun's coming up in the south, and the moon seems to be missing. In the midst of this, Marisol seeks refuge with a sympathetic co-worker, June, played by Aaron Ehlers. June is ready to offer sanctuary and companionship, but her crazed brother Lenny, played by Henry McDaniel III, comes into the picture in a big way. He develops such a passion for Marisol that he actually becomes pregnant with her child. I've never personally gone through a delivery, but I thought his comically insightful birth agonies were very funny. There are more adventures to come as Marisol is counseled by Patrick Herkamp as a thoughtful man with scar tissue. She helps her friend June, who's become a homeless person, burning Nazi, regain her memory. And she's then shot by a woman with furs, Sarah Fisher, who's upset about credit card limits. At the end, Marisol is returned to life and crowned by her returning, the wingless guardian angel. Just why she should be returned to life or what it means is left for us to wonder about. The production directed by Sabrina Lloyd moves briskly along on a set of dramatically cold metal and gratings by Hyun-suk Shin. It had the post-apocalyptic basics. The only thing missing was a trash can burning in the background. Scott Anderson's costumes are of the street types, look real enough, so real that I was surprised that we couldn't smell them. All music and sound effects are produced on stage. A quartet from the cast play instruments and sing. I enjoyed their acoustic rendition of Penny Lane as the second act began. Jose Rivera's Marisol at the Wells Metz Theater continues through Saturday with evening performances at 7:30. There's also a 2 o'clock matinee on Saturday. You can find this along with other theater and opera reviews and interviews on our website at WFIU.org. And at the theater for you, I'm George Walker.
And whispered in the sun.